Deer Trucking Awesome. What do you think of when someone says tough? Honestly, I think of a Toyota truck. Tundra's one mean mother of a truck with a twin-turbo V6, an incredible going power, and the Tacoma claws through terrain with a taller suspension and lots of creature comforts in the cockpit. Both Toyota trucks are decked out with tons of cool features and tech you'll dig. Check them out at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
How's it going, everybody? My name is Colton Strickler. I'm the host of the DNVR Rugby Podcast. If you remember what I sound like, it's been a while since I've been on here, so I just wanted to take a couple of minutes, kind of give you everybody an update of what's been going on with me and kind of the direction of the show moving forward. So if you're unfamiliar, I post a little bit about it on Twitter when it happened, but I've been gone for so long because my dad passed away unexpectedly on March 2nd. Like I just said, it's very unexpected. Nobody had any idea it was coming. That's all I can really say about it. So my time's obviously been gobbled up by other things, more important things than doing a podcast. And it's been tough. It's been, you know, just emotionally dealing with it, dealing with all the stuff that comes along with it, family stuff. My dad's a pretty successful businessman, so business stuff's been a lot to handle as well. But I'm figuring it out. We're all figuring it out together as a family. My friends have been great. The support from the community, the rugby community, has been great. And we're figuring it out. And I finally feel better enough to actually get on a mic and do this, so which is why I wanted to give everybody an update. But that was just kind of the beginning of my March, the worst month of my life, I can say. With certainty. So after my dad passed away on the 2nd, going to pick up his ashes on the 14th, and I got hit by a homicide suspect that was running from the police, so smashed my car up pretty good. So you got, like I just said, I got all these other things I'm trying to deal with that I need a car for, and having, you know, my car got smashed up pretty good. So I've been dealing with that. That obviously eats up a lot of time, energy, and effort as well, just dealing with insurance companies. It hasn't been easy. And then have another pretty significant personal issue that's gobbled up a decent amount of time and money that I don't want to talk about on here. But that's kind of been what's going on with me. So very, very, very bad month of March. April's been significantly better through the first 20 days in, and I'm thankful for that. It's like I keep telling everybody, I've had a crash course in perspective. So, you know, I'm looking at things differently than I did even in February, beginning of March. So I do want to apologize because I have been gone for so long, really with no explanation, but I'm not going to apologize for the circumstances, of course. And I'm doing my best to figure it out. And I think we're doing it so far. And like I said, this is the first I've time I felt good enough in a few weeks to actually get on a microphone, and the first time I really have had, you know, a half hour to myself to get on a microphone and do it. So wanted to give everybody an update on what's been going on with that. And I don't say to ask for your pity or anything. I just wanted to be transparent, let people know what I've been doing, what's been going on with me. So for the future of the show, what's next for the show? Obviously, still plan to keep doing it. I love doing this show. This is how I really build my week around this show. When I have interviews, when I have time to record what I'm going to write, it's a good, you know, thing to keep me moving. And that's what I need right now, is just to get back to doing normal things and doing stuff I like. And I like doing this show. So I was in LA earlier this week, back in town for literally 16 hours today, recording this little bit for you, put it out, and then I'm back on the road again. I should be back Sunday evening. And I'm going to try to put out a regular episode next week. I'm going to try to lock down an interview. I'm going to try to write the show. I have some sponsorship obligations that I need to fulfill. And with, you know, at that point, there'll be four matches left in the Raptors Super Rugby America season, 5 weeks total with travel and stuff. I've been attending all the home matches. This weekend will be the first one that I miss. So I have a pretty good, you know, beat on what's going on, and been writing some stuff. If you've been following along, you've probably seen that go out on the DNVR account. So I'm planning on getting back to it next week. Things have cooled off significantly. It's been, you know, we're looking at almost 2 months now since my dad passed away, which is crazy to say. But I think we're in a good place. We're getting to where we can, you know, do some regular stuff again and can start putting out a better, or a show in general, and make it a good show. And my mind's finally getting to a place where I can be creative and I don't have to, you know, think about this not fun stuff, car accidents and losing my dad and all that stuff. So that's where I'm at now. Thank you to everybody that's you know, sent me a message or been super supportive. Hopefully you haven't unsubscribed from this and this pops up in your feed and you hear it and you can know what's going on. But I appreciate everybody, you know, that's been there for me throughout this tough few weeks. I'm back, so ready to get back to it. Come out a little bit different person, but I'm still here, I'm still standing, and looking forward to putting out a good show moving forward for the rest of the season. So thank you everybody for listening. Should be back next week with a regular show. I just know, though, as soon as I say this, I'll be hit with some other thing and it'll prolong the process, but if it's up to me, we'll have a show out next week. Another thing, I guess, as I'm wrapping this up, that I want to say is I hate talking about, you know, serious. When I listen to podcasts personally, I don't like when it gets serious like that. I don't like when it gets personal. You know, I'm there to listen for entertainment or whatever, and I hate that I'm being the preachy one now, kind of, but I do just want to say, you know, take a minute today to appreciate what you have. Before all this stuff happened, I had read something that had echoed the same thing, and I'd been trying to take it to heart, you know, because your life can really change in a moment, you know, the snap of a finger, and everything's different. So take a minute to appreciate what you have, the people in your life. Tell them you love them, because you never know when it's going to end. So that's what I'll leave with. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Looking forward to catching you back here next week for a more fun show, a regular show. We'll see you then.